Noel Abbott is with us. He's the founder and owner of Zing, the table tennis center in the Keystone Mill in East Hampton. We're talking about the Pongathon that we're doing for refugees. It's the worst refugee crisis in recorded history right now. You've got 22.5 million refugees, 65 million people displaced. Trump has now come out with the presidential accord that they're going to reduce the number of refugees coming in the country to 30,000. Last year it was 45,000. Now it's down to 30,000. With all this going on, my God, it seems like the United States is no longer the Statue of Liberty, no longer the sanctuary for people in these war-ravaged places.
When you have such poor leadership, when you have leadership that doesn't have any awareness of that we're a global power in a global universe, and they're doing everything they can to close the doors. There is no one in this country, unless they were Native Indian, that hasn't been a refugee. And the reason I feel so powerfully committed to the Pongathon is that it's a way of making the refugees who do make it to our shores feel welcomed. There's a lot of trauma in having to leave your country of origin and having to displace. You may not know the language, you don't have a job, you don't even know where to go shopping. You rely on the kindness of strangers. And that's why I'm so committed to this. And what people probably don't know is that it's not only getting to this country and getting to a place and even finding a place to live, but that first year or more is a time when people are beginning to put down roots. And the Catholic Charities, the Pongathon, is set up to basically support people through that critical period.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. And we need the community. As we say, you're opening up your doors the entire duration. I'm giving up my creaky old body for 12 straight hours. The rest of it is up to the folks out there, the listeners out there. So we want to be the community that welcomes these folks that are coming from the worst conditions. That is really what this whole thing is all about. What do you think is our role on the planet, Noel?
Each of us can really listen to where our gifts are and our mission are and share them. When I was 40, I somehow came to a conclusion, and I'm talking about men because I understand men, and I had a background as a consultant in Fortune 100 companies. And the conclusion I came to is that when men reach a certain age, it's usually in their 40s or 50s, they have two choices. It's stark, give or die. And even though these people who choose to die can be walking around in bodies for another 20 or 30 years, they've died inside. Mm. I believe that we need to give, and we need to give in our unique way, at our unique level, with our unique gift.
There will be plenty of opportunities during the Pongathon. If you want to play me for $50, your donation will be doubled by our corporate sponsors. You can come in for $10. You can just come in and play. You don't have to even play me at all. Just come in and play. And all that money goes to the cause to support Catholic Charities and their Welcoming Refugees Project. We also have a lot of corporate sponsors like Dean's Beans, for instance, who's going to sponsor an entire hour. Go online and donate money to match what Dean is doing. Sylvester's is doing something very similar, and Greenfield Savings Bank, Jake's, we just got Jake's restaurant. We also have Red Sox tickets donated to us by Pat Goggins for next year. Don't get too excited about the World Series. No, this is for next year, Red Sox tickets, and we'll have an hour devoted to that. Also, Hillary Price, the syndicated cartoonist from Rhymes with Orange, is going to be doing sort of a doubles thing. She and I are going to team up, donating some free artwork, some original artwork from her comic strip, Rhymes with Orange. In the middle of all this, I remember last year, and you were telling me that I had to rest a lot, and I don't like to rest during this thing because I feel like my muscles are stiffening up. But there was one break, and you had friends of yours, one fellow, Dave, I believe his name was, who plays flamenco guitar, and he came in right in the middle. It was in the afternoon, and he came in, and he did this little 15-minute interlude. And I was like, okay, it was very welcome to me. Yeah. Are we going to bring him back?
I have no problem with your going all out, Bob. Kudos. I celebrate that. It just had to do with where the old bones were going. So I was wanting you to maybe give yourself a little break in that regard.
Yeah.
But you have your beautiful wife, who I think was doing some work with you to help you out.
Well, mostly she was all excited because she beat me. So she was doing split leaps through the air, as I recall. She was sponsored. Her Aunt Patsy actually sponsored her to play me. And And then she called her right on the phone. I beat him. I beat him. She's a good athlete anyway. I remember that more than anything else, or her doing the split leaps all over Zing's floors.
I remember it was late in the day.
Yes, it was.
She was waiting for you.
We're banded together here, Noel Abbott and myself, Bob Flaherty, banded together for the Pongathon 2. Our goal this year is to raise $12,000 for Catholic Charities Welcoming Refugees Project. And these are great folks. I've been working with Ibrahim Nuru, caseworker for Catholic Charities. He's the first face that you see when you get off the plane. He speaks several languages. As he told me many times, these people coming into the country, these people are here to work. We're looking for the community, and we know what kind of community we have here, and every dollar counts. If you can donate $5, if you can donate 75 cents, if you could donate $75, all of that helps. We're going to open the doors at Zing at 7 a.m. Mo McGinnis, the co-owner of Sylvester's, she's going to be bringing some coffee and some goodies. She's also going to be warming me up, like she did last year. And she's really good. Couldn't ask for a better warm-up partner than Mo McGinnis. Monty Belmonte and Chris Collins are going to be doing play-by-play, just like they did last year. It's unique.
Pongathon 2 Friday, October 12th. Be there.
Noel Abbott, great to see you again. We'll see you. Well, we're going to have a few practice sessions with my grandson, Calvin, to keep me tuned up.
Yes.
But, we'll see you on October 12th.
A pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Noel.